common debate amongst married people often centers around clothing. Why do you spend so much on it? Why do you spend so much time getting dressed? Or why do you think the idea of being dressed up is wearing a hoodie and a pair of sweatpants? And the question is, why is it that clothing is so central to life? I guess the other question is, when we look at the beginning of Parashas Tetzaveh, and we are introduced to the next level of the Mishkan, we've just built the house, and now we spend so much time in the big day kahuna. You have to wear this, you can't wear that, it has to look exactly like that. Who cares? Why does it really make a difference? In fact, if the Kohen Gadol is such a holy person, why is his clothing so over the top? So one possibility is that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to represent something that is that we all look up to. And as such, we want to make sure that whoever the Kohen Gadol is, it doesn't make a difference who he is, he's wearing something that is just so regal that we all look at him and say, ah, I get it. He is a miyuchad sheba miyuchadim. He is special among those that are special. That's a possibility. But there's another possibility. It's an answer that I think I've shared before from Rabbi Sacks. Rabbi Sacks says that the word beged, clothing, comes from the word bagad. Bagad is to rebel. What does it rebel against? Clothing rebels against what a person is. Meaning, whatever my true essence is can be very easily cloaked by what I'm wearing. Even the word cloaked, it's clothing itself. What do? We can hide who we really are by putting on clothing. Imagine if you were to take a homeless person, give him a good haircut, a good shower, and then throw on a top-line custom-made suit for $5,000, he would not look anymore like the homeless person. And on the other hand, you're able to take a person who is incredibly affluent and throw on a pair of dirty ripped jeans and a ripped white t-shirt, and all of a sudden his status changes. So why is that? What does clothing have to do? Does that really make sense? Don't we want the Kohen Gadol to be something honest, Toho kebaro, that his insides matches outsides? The answer is, of course we want that. We want someone who is incredibly holy, incredibly pure. But what we want to do is we want to give him something to aspire to. We want to give everybody else something to aspire to. We say, look, this is picture perfect. And that's what the Kohen Gadol is supposed to represent. And so, In a certain sense, what clothing then becomes is it becomes an ideal. If I wear this, I take on the persona of something much bigger than perhaps I really am. And in that, I believe it raises the bar of our own perception of who we are. And so the clothing rebels against a person's essence. It's true, but on the other hand, clothing does raise the bar to put a person on a level and on a pedestal of what he could be. Have a good day.